Well, we all know politicians can tell a fib, but how good are they at it? A new report's found that politicians, of course, lie, and they're particularly good at it. They're better than the rest of us. And that's because they actually believe what they're saying. They deceive themselves as well as us. Joining me to discuss this, well, propensity, is Dr. Jim Taylor. He's a PhD in psychology. He's a recognised authority on the psychology of performance in the United States, and he joins me on the line from San Francisco. Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
It won't come to any surprise as you as an American that politicians lie. You've had Watergate, you've had Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, just to name a few. But what is it about politicians and lying?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, though there hasn't been a ton of research on it, it's not a stretch to say that most politicians are narcissists. And narcissists have a certain arrogance and self-importance. They see themselves as special, and as such, they believe they're always right. So in a way, they believe their own BS, if they will, if I may use a somewhat crass statement. So that's one issue.
Are they born like that, do you think, or do they become that way?
Well, there's no evidence that narcissists are born that way. They become that way as a function of their upbringing, the experiences they have, some aspects of their personality for sure. But they're narcissists, and that draws them into politics because politics is obviously about power and status and the ability to influence and control.
And what about lying? What's going on that makes a group of people particularly more inclined to believe their own lies?
Well, people who are more ideological tend to believe pretty much anything that they believe, because people who are narcissists and who have strong ideologies, their beliefs are so connected with their self-esteem, how they view themselves, that to not believe something to have to face things that are not consistent with what their beliefs are is a true threat to them. So they have to believe it, or what happens is they start to question themselves as people. So they cling to things that aren't true simply because they need to.
The study, which was published in the journal Political Studies, is quoted as saying that self-deception is a type of motivated irrationality, the art of believing something simply because it's desired to be true when evidence points to the very opposite. What can you do about that? Because it can be dangerous.
Well, it can be phenomenally dangerous, and we see it here all the time with some of the extreme political views held related to climate change, for example. It's a classic example where the overwhelming amount of data and evidence indicates that, in fact, it exists and it's human-made, and yet certain political views, they simply can't accept it because it goes against their basic beliefs. So they simply say that is not true, even though in the face of very strong evidence to the contrary.
Well, you're an authority on the psychology of performance. How can we spot it when our leaders and politicians are lying to us?
Well, ultimately, I think what politicians, what we as citizens need to do of our countries is to be skeptical consumers. That don't just believe everything we hear simply because a politician says it, and maybe even especially because a politician says it.
I think in Australia, we're probably all right for that here in Australia.
That might be, but certainly here in the U.S., politicians have an agenda. They are trying to get themselves reelected. They're trying to keep themselves in power. And so anytime somebody has an agenda, I go under the assumption that they're probably bending the truth, if not outright lying, to serve their own self-interests or the interests of their campaign donors, for example. So it starts with a healthy skepticism. And then when you hear something, do some research. Find out whether it's true or not. And it might be, but it might very well not be. And that can be some valuable information in terms of how we evaluate an issue or we evaluate that particular politician.
Well, it's a bit depressing, but it's not really very surprising, I suppose. So we shouldn't believe them, and we should go and do the work that they've been put in charge to do for us. You almost wonder why they're there sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, politicians, they're there in theory to represent their constituents. But more often than not, they're there to serve their self-interest and those in power and with wealth. That's a sad statement on politics, but that is, as you suggest, the way it is.
All right. Well, it's interesting to get your views on this, and I'm sure the listeners will want to contribute. 1300-222-774 is the number. Dr. Jim Taylor, thank you very much for joining us and enlightening us. It's not great news, but as I said, not that surprising. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Jim Taylor responding there to a report published in the Political Studies Journal about politicians telling fibs and actually believing what they're saying. Who'd have thought?